USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals can take part in small gatherings indoors with others who have been fully vaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says they can do so without face masks or social distancing. Dr. Walensky also saying if someone is fully vaccinated, they can then be around someone who's at low risk regarding coronavirus, which is big news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Sapphire.
That means grandma can come and visit their grandchildren who, if grandma's vaccinated, if grandma's fully vaccinated, right, and grandchildren are low-risk groups, they can come without a mask and distancing. That wasn't on the table before.
A new study from WalletHub says Americans paid off nearly $83 billion in credit card debt in 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The price of gasoline continues to increase, up 5 cents a gallon last week.
That 5 cent increase makes it up to a national average of $2.77, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt announced he will not run for re-election in 2022. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican senators say something needs to be done regarding the influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Biden administration is rushing to accommodate an influx of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border, as nearly 100,000 people were apprehended in the month of February. That's the highest level since mid-2019. Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a return to the border policies of the Trump administration to deal with this surge. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration's reversal of those policies has become an incentive for migrants to head for the southern border.
Well, we should put back in place the successful policies of the Trump administration, the migrant protection program. That was a huge disincentive for families coming into this country illegally. So, you know, President Trump really had, to a great extent, solved this problem. But President Biden, by getting rid of those agreements that we had in place with the Central American countries, the Migrant Protection Program, all those programs now are suspended, they're being rescinded, and that's why you have this surge. And we've got a huge incentive now for people to come to this country, and we're only seeing the beginning of it. This is going to be a disaster.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There are growing calls among senior Democrats for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amid the swirling sexual harassment scandal. For his part, Cuomo says there's no way he will step down. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.